We'll see how it go. You know, I done saw a lot of people get flaked out before. So, yeah, I should for sure not. I ain't trying to hear. I might have to start a riot. I ain't gonna lie. Seven of them guys. Yeah. It's just gonna be difficult for me not to be able to be in the Pro Bowl. If I ain't Pro Bowl and first team All Pro. First team too, not even second. Yeah, first team All Pro and Pro Bowl.
So, I
really ain't. It's not, it should be no question about that, because, I mean, who's next in the North? I mean, yeah, pretty simple. Chilling. I'm coaching. I'm just waiting for that phone call if I could turn up.
How many other guys on this team do you think get in?
3-9 should for sure get in it. Of course, 2-7. You know, solid 5 turnovers himself. He's second in the North in picks. And the safeties, you know, they tie for first. Maybe him and, what's his name? Minnesota. Harrison Smith. Yeah, I think he got 3 picks, too. He got 3 picks. But, you know, GQ got 2 forced fumbles, you know. So, yeah, he should be for sure in it. Staff, for sure. I mean,
he's
planning.
He's not even top 10. What do you think about that?
That's is crazy. Be so crazy. I mean, I'm gonna be getting some of the stuff, you know. Like I said, it's kind of popularity, man. It's all about who fans love who more. And but yeah, that's crazy, you know. He's number one in passing yards right now for sure. Deep ball rate is high. Got Marv back there mossing everybody. But yeah, it's simple. I don't know.
Provided it does go how you think it's going to go tomorrow, what does that actually mean to you? Because you've been talking the last couple of years about, man, I should be a footballer, man, this, man, that.
Oh, at this moment right now, my career going to mean a lot, because I guess there's a lot of stuff come with all that kind of stuff there. So, yeah, it's going to mean a lot. Yeah.
Why do you think fans love you?
I mean, I'm a lovable guy. I stay with a smile. I bring a lot of energy, and I go out there and give it my hardest. I think the fans notice that. They seize it. But I have fun, man. And I think I'm a great role model for the kids, because a lot of kids love the finger wave. So, yeah, man, they love it. My name is very established. Everybody love Big Play Slay. It's like nobody don't call me just Slay no more. It's just Big Play. Big Play, Big Play, Big Play, Big Play. And I love it, and I be interacting with the city a lot, too. So, you know, I just go out there and just have fun.
Beyond the incentives, though, and obviously some of the money that comes with, obviously that's important. But just what else does it mean to you?
It's great, man, to put it up in your resume, man. You know, if I can show my kids that anything is possible, man. And, yeah, it's good on my resume. And I'm ready to put it in one of my bios on my social media.
Check.
I mean, I need to go ahead and do it, really, to tell you the truth. But, yeah.
Do you have anything planned with the extra money?
Nah, that's me and my family business, though.
Did you already tell the kids that they're going to Disney? I assume they might get a Disney trip.
No, they got to guess that. I can't tell them that. They're going to have to guess. Because they'll start a countdown right now, and I'd be aggravated every day. I can't do that. But, yeah, there's no doubt. I should be for sure there. First team All-Pro, too.
What means more, first team All-Pro or Pro?
First team All-Pro. Okay. I should definitely be that.
That one doesn't come up the
But still, up. That though, first team, that's major than the Pro Bowl, but still though, that's in the though. That is lit too.
The AP imprint.
Yeah, I for sure be that though.
Was no. that a goal for you entering the season, first team All-Pro?
Yeah, automatic. I already knew what time it was though. I came and I had that mindset. Did a lot of stuff to help me prepare for this type of moment. And, I just did my work, man. Just went out there and balled.
You talked before about some of the feedback that you get from some of your peers in the NFL, you know, some of the other cornerbacks.
Yeah.
Hey, it's about time to get some pub and everything. What about from some of the receivers you faced of late? What was some of the feedback that you've been hearing from?
I mean, they be just saying, like, Slay, man, they just like the way how I do it. You know, a lot of guys, ain't too many guys that's out there playing corner. Not too many that just follow the number one guy and, you know, and compete every play and still make a lot of plays. It's only about a few, like guys like Pat P, he does it, but you know, he just ain't come up with all the turnovers that I have. And like guys like that, you just sit on film, you just gotta do nothing but throw your hats off to them and respect them. And that you're going out there, battle every play, competing against their best, and you know, that's how I just see it. That's why I just love all the number one corners, the guys that get paid, you know, go play against another guy that's paid to on the opposite end and then make it a fun battle. And I just love having fun battles.
If you were picking the rest of the Pro Bowl roster at cornerback, who else in the NFC is making it?
NFC making it? Ooh, I got for sure.
I think there's four total.
I got the Rook from Saints. He's playing great. You know, if you're going with numberized, it's Demarius Randall. He got four picks. And you got to, you know, Xavier, you know, his name is big, but, you know, he ain't got the turnovers that everybody got, but his name is big, and he's been playing very well, going against number one guys, too. But, like, it could be tough. You know, I'll throw Pat P in there for sure, but just that the fact that, you know, he ain't got the picks, but he'll for sure be a Pro Bowl because it's just no, he don't get targeted as much. He make a lot of plays, but he just ain't picked the ball. But for sure, Pat P for sure. He's one of the best in the game still is, you know, even though his numbers don't say it. I see him as the top two right now in the league easily. But, yeah, don't be my guy. Huh? Nah, I ain't top two. Nah, I ain't top two yet. Not in the league, nah. I say I'm still top by top five. You know, I just got the numbers this year. I say I was top five.
But you're not top two yet. I mean, you're
I go by who does it the longest and stand at a high level with it. You know, ain't about anybody can have a year that kind of year and then, you know, and have a boo-boo in the yesterday next year. So you're like, you know, so nah. I go by, you know, who been doing it the longest. Like Pat P been doing this since he been in. You know, guys like Chris Harris been doing this since he been in. Tlaib, you know, them guys right there, they go stay at the top until, you know, everybody had their downfall, but they ain't at their downfall yet, so they still playing pretty well.
Which of your numbers do you take the most pride in? Interceptions, the QB rating against, when you're evaluating quarterback play,
QB rating, I think that's more better, you know, just because you getting target, you know. Right. You get picked, you get somebody catch a ball on you a lot, and still you get some picks, but nobody ain't catching it at all, and you making plays, that's a big difference, though. That's
you know
a big
where you are?
I saw it this morning. I got tagged in it. Like 56 or something like that. So.
No, I think you're five, right?
Yeah, I'm saying, but I'm like number, I'm number five overall, but I was like, percentage was like 56 something. So, yeah, they got tagged up in this morning. So, I'm still kind of mad about that because it need to be in the 30s. I mean, I let too many balls get caught on me. Y'all might be, they might be tripping though because some of them might have been off man and we went in press coverage type man. Y'all need to separate that press coverage and off man. Then my grade would be high because I'm a, very aggressive press
What's
corner.
What's going to happen to your grade after seeing AJ?
Hmm?
What's going to happen to your grade after seeing AJ?
I mean, I don't know. We're going to see what happens, you know. I don't know. He's one of the best in the game, too, so, you know, I'm looking forward to having fun. But, you know, I'm just going to play ball like I always do. We don't know what we're doing yet. So, but that's what happens. That's what happens. But, you know, I'm ready to have fun like always.
So, as a defensive player, was that a catch in Pittsburgh last night?
Where?
That reverse call, did you see that against the Patriots?
Nah, I ain't watched the Patriots game. Oh, I didn't watch it, but I saw it. But, nah, they give it a GT. Nah, that's the one who do touch the knee now? Nah, they didn't give it a GT. Nope. We would have been one. We would have been, nope, I don't want to think about that.
As a defender, do you think the catch rules are fair at
this point? When has it ever been fair for the defense? It's never been really fair.
Well, I just mean in general.
In general?
People just don't know what the heck a catch is.
They really don't. They need to fix that. I need to become commissioner. I fix all that.
So what would you determine a catch then?
Whatever I determine. That's just how I'm going to see it. I don't know what I'm going to determine right now, but if I was put in that position, you'll know for a fact, and that's how the rules will be every time. And I'm on the chief of one team, and that's the Lions.
Did you see Terrence Newman get up picked yesterday?
Who?
Terrence Newman.
Man, my guy. Yes.
39.
And still probably the top five fastest in the league.
Are you
going to
be getting picks in your 39 for the Lions?
Oh, hell no. I will not be playing football at no 39 years old. I'll be over with you. Ovi, I'm glad he could do it, though. He can show you that you might can, but I ain't one of the mites. I'm going to kill that dead. I'm going to be done, I'm going to be done way before that.
Why? Why not? Why not play as long as you can?
The money too good. Running too good to be playing that long now. If I ain't no quarterback.
So when do you want to play, though?
Hmm?
When do you want to play?
We'll find out.
One more big catch, right? out of all those big-name quarterbacks that you mentioned, you didn't mention Josh Norman.
Josh Norman. It's just that, you know, like I said, he ain't making all the turnovers, you know what I'm saying? But he's a great corner. You know, Smith's his scheme up. I think my overall thought is I think he just one of the best corners of just disguising, like, you know, he could do this and being that, that, and that, and that, and that. But a lot of guys, I look forward to, and I like to watch a guy that's just in your face and just competing. You know, he one of the guys that disguise and makes it look like this, but it's this, and he's real good at that. He's good at reading the quarterback, too. And, you know, so he's definitely one of the elite guys, too.